You may be seated. Good morning, dear friends. How's everyone today? What's so special about today? Say it louder, Owen. It's Mother's Day, but it's also the Lord's Day. And Jesus teaches us something very important about our mothers today. He teaches us what love is. And when you think of love, what do you think of? When you hear the word love, what do you think of? Go ahead. What do you think of? Say mom. Say mom. Say mom. Mom, very good. Not that I'm speaking for him. He said it himself. When you think of love, children, you should think of mom. Because mom is a living example of love for you. Think about all that she has ever done for you. She bore you for 9 months, maybe shorter, maybe longer. It wasn't all that joyful, by the way, but when you were born, there was great joy in her heart. But then she had to feed you and change your diapers. Not always so much fun, but because she loved you, she did this. But what else has she done for you? She provides clothes for you. She cooks for you. She's provided, mom and dad together has provided a house for you to live in. They ensure that you go to school. I know you don't always like that. But when you are 50-some years old like me, you'll appreciate it one day. But most of all, what is the greatest thing that mom has done for you? What is the greatest thing that your mom has done for you? She, L-O-V-E-S. She loves you. That's the greatest thing that she could do. And that, in mom loving you, she's showing to you the love of Jesus. Because if maybe you don't know this, but all those things that mom does for you, that's all self-sacrificing. She sacrifices her time. She sacrifices her sleep. Sometimes she sacrifices her nerves. But most of all, she sacrifices her love for other people. She gives her love all to you because you are her dear child. Just as Jesus did right here. Because we are his dear children, what did Jesus do? Died on the cross. Here is a perfect example of a self-giving, self-sacrificing love. Jesus gave his very life for each and every one of you and for everyone looking at you. And you know what? Mom would give her life for each and every one of you too, for her son or for her daughter. I know she would. You'll hear a story about that in a moment in the sermon. So, therefore, since mom loves you so much, what should you do?
Love her.
Love her. Very good. From the mouth of babes comes the truth. How do you love mom? By sacrificing also for mom. When mom wants you to do something, you do it with joy. Even before mom asks you, you clean your room. I know that's hard to do, isn't it? I was your age at one time, and I didn't like cleaning my room. But if you truly love mom, you'll clean your room and she won't even have to ask you. You'll help her with the dishes. You'll help her clear the table. You'll help her clean house. And when mom says, "Would you please do this for me?" Instead of arguing with her, you say, "Yes, mother, I will help you because I love you." That's what we are to do as Christian children. And you know what? That doesn't always apply to you. It applies to them too. Even if they're 60 or 50 or 40 or 30 or 20, it applies to them also. So therefore, since God has loved you, we also love. And in that love, we are showing what Jesus has done for us. So therefore, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads and we pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving your life for me. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving me my mother. We pray, Lord, that you will bless her and keep her. And we pray, Lord, that in those difficult times, that you will also point her to the cross. For there at the cross, she will find peace and comfort and salvation. Lord Jesus, I love my mother. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And all the children said,